You're listening to WNRN. Amber here with a special guest today. In studio is Trey Charles. Hi, Trey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to hear some music from the new EP. It's out now, called Currently, and we'll talk all about it, but let's hop into a song, Trey. What's the first one you're going to play for us?
Okay, this first one is called Lately. So basically, this song is the title track of the EP, and it covers the idea of overwhelmingness, stress. This was kind of like my cathartic release of it. So this is Lately.
Trey Charles in the WNRN studio. Beautiful. That was Lately on the new EP. And how long did it take you to release this EP? Tell us about the process of making it.
Over the span of about 2 years, I had just relocated and then fully dove into music right before the pandemic. Wasn't a great time to do it, but I did that. With that came a bunch of, as you all know, social justice issues, health issues, and just unknowingness. So that was when the song Stressin' was birthed. And from that, it kind of made me want to dive deeper into my mental health and the awareness of it that I have in myself, just to kind of grow and become a better person. So yeah, I started my journey then, and then I started doing therapy, which is where that snippet in the beginning of the song, when you listen to it on streaming platforms, it has a therapy session with me and my therapist. and basically her telling me some hard news that I wasn't necessarily listening to. It kind of all accumulated to be currently where I'm at and currently who I am right now versus who I was and who I'm going to be, because it always changes. So.
And this is your debut release?
Yes.
Of music? Well, yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The new EP, you said it's on digital streaming platforms, yeah. And we've been playing on New Rock Now lately, although we have a bit of a radio edit, so we don't have that portion of you in therapy, but when I listened to it, I didn't realize that that was a true therapy session.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was set up for the song.
I appreciate it. It was supposed to be more of a natural vulnerability moment for me, just because going through life, you know, everybody, especially now with the digital age, everyone wants to curate so much. So with this project, I wanted to be as uncomfortable and vulnerable as possible.
In your biography, you mentioned that you're nomadic.
Yes.
Where do you consider home?
Home is basically wherever I can find a community. I think I grew up just up and down the East Coast due to my dad's job. All the places I went, it kind of was just brief, real brief situation. So as I got older, I started going to these places and meeting people and meeting wonderful people like yourself and would form these communities. So whenever I would see those people, it would feel more like home than just the actual place. So I think going around different places, I find those communities and I'm like, okay, this is my home now. This is a part of my home. So
the community I know you from is the Richmond music scene. Yeah, yeah. And I consider you a Commonwealth artist.
Yeah.
And recently went to Chaco Atelier to hear this EP release, mm-hmm. which was beautiful and vulnerable. And we dug into the music more. And I'd love for you to feature something else from the EP. What's the second song you want to play for us?
Memory is going to be the next song. And it's kind of going into the idea of the memory that other people kind of put on you and kind of box you in and won't allow you to grow. And kind of on the other side of that, you put yourself into and you're like, oh, this is who I am versus trying to grow and be the person you are currently.
I'm
Trey Charles in the WNRN studio. We're talking about his new EP currently, right?
Yes,
that's Memory off of it. Beautiful. And I love that idea of, like, you know, when you meet someone, that's how you always think of them. It's like the college nickname. Yeah, you can never outgrow it, kind
of thing. Exactly.
Yeah. So we were talking a bit about this process of you making the EP during COVID times, mm-hmm. right? We're inside. Cathartic? Was it something that you would go to for solace, or did it help other aspects of your life?
That's a great question. Really good question. Yeah, I think it really was cathartic for me. Like, I say it because it was in the, like, when I'm describing the songs, it definitely is like a cathartic release, but never really thought about it from the time when I was recording it. And I think it was like a more of an escape thing that I could go to and kind of zone out and meditate. I've been told that my music is very relaxing, and I used to fight that a lot. I used to get so mad about that, because who wants to be, like, relaxing or lullaby? And I want to be a rock star. No, I'm just playing.
More like atmospheric,
yeah,
maybe. Relaxing in the sense that you could meditate through it, but not necessarily go to sleep.
Right, exactly. When I heard it, I was like, all right. But I think I started talking to a lot more people about it, and it's like, I think it comes out that way because it is such a therapeutic thing for me. And when I'm playing it, it's really like a therapy session in a sense. I'm just like zoning out and being in the moment and just really relaxing and shedding away all the stuff that is stressing me out. So
if listeners would like to see your music live, what's the best way to keep up with what you have going on? Websites, socials, how do they get in touch?
Trey Charles on Instagram is TRE.CHARLZ. And that is the one I am the best at, admittedly. But I do keep up the website, which is TreyCharles.com. Facebook, Trey.Charles. And the period is actually very intentional because I used to not necessarily pay attention to a lot of details. I would go through things and I would be very laissez-faire.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to make sure I put the period in my name and throughout currently, just because it was a hard stop for me when I jumped into music. It was like, stop. And then I continued on with my life. So, yeah.
I like it. Trey, period. Charles.
Yes.
All right. So I see you have some North Carolina dates for shows.
Uh-huh,
I do. Anything planned for Virginia in the future?
Definitely. I'm actually going to be playing at Common House, Charlottesville, and Richmond. If you check out the website, I have my bands in town, and it has those dates up.
So what I like about your style is you're a one-man band of sorts. Yeah. You do a looping technique. How did that come about?
Nobody wanted to play with me. So that was the brutal honesty of the situation. But I think it definitely helped me get a lot more comfortable with playing than I would have playing with other people. Just forcing myself to say, okay, this has to sound good and it has to sound like a full band. So how are you going to be able to do this by yourself? And I would just start playing and kind of get into a trance or a mantra, if you would. So the song Mantra on the EP is basically a culmination of that.
Yeah, with some of your looping styles. So let's hear that now.
Okay.
Thanks, Trey Charles, in studio here at WNRN. Thank you. Trey Charles in the WNRN studio. That's Mantra of the new EP currently, which you can find everywhere. Trey, I got one final question for you. What are you inspired by right now? Who are you listening to?
I am constantly inspired by older artists, I feel like. I think like just having that remembrance, like the nostalgia of like listening to the artists of yesteryear, like the Muddy Waters and the Freddie Mercury's, like it's just very, Michael Jackson's, it's just very like, they're very innovative. And like all we can do is like kind of improve off of that, but I feel like they had just such a knack for just not necessarily being so like attention grabbing, but they were attention grabbing because they were just innovative with the musicality and just the dedication that they had to it. So I definitely I get lost in artists that have like a lot of passion behind what they sing and what they play.
Well, right on. Well, you're inspiring someone right now.
I hope so.
Maybe pursue their music career.
I definitely hope so.
Look out for shows with Trey Charles. We'll keep you informed here. It's WNRN. Thanks for stopping by, Trey. And his new EP currently is out now. Check it out.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.